Welcome back. You're tuned to Agriculture Today. Very soon now, the USDA will be finalizing the payments on the price support programs for 2016 grain production. And in advance of that, K-State Research and Extension and our guest have just posted their final estimates on corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, and wheat payments under the ARC program. And this is for virtually all the counties in the country, including, of course, those in Kansas. Art Barnaby is with us once again, Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension. And you go to great lengths to put these estimates together, Art, and you might explain the process you go through.
Well, real quick, what we do is once they post the NAS county yields, which come out about March of next year for talking about, well, the crop you harvested last summer, everything's right. A year behind,
right.
Will be next March. And that's when we'll start the cycle all over again. And then for the other crops like corn, soybeans, and sorghum, what I'm using is the county yields and wheat too when there is no NAS yield. In that case, those numbers did not come out until July, roughly. Turned out to be a huge data file, one bigger than any computer I had would operate. We finally put it on the server to break it apart. So it took us a lot longer to get the number out than I had anticipated, and we're later than I expected. The second thing that has come in on these yield things is there's quite a bit of difference in some cases between the NASH yield and the RMA yield. In counties that have both numbers, I use the NASH yield to calculate the estimated payment, but I gave you the yields that came from crop insurance too. So you have all the information we have on these counties. And you can see readily if there is any difference between the NASH yield and the RMA yield.
Art, the mechanics of the estimates and how producers can access the number for their county. You've handy interactive maps online at agmanager.info. What will producers find when they go to that site and check this out?
Well, first of all, you can kind of see whether you got payments and the surrounding counties didn't, or vice versa. And the ones who didn't get payments are writing me cards and letters now. But the reality is, you'll see that real quickly. What you need to do is put your cursor over the top of your county, and a pop-up window will come up and give you a whole lot more information. In particular, you'll be able to interpret how likely you are to collect that estimated payment. For example, if the example I used in the case problem was a irrigated yield, according to RMA, was 73 bushels. The non-irrigated wheat yield was 52 bushels. Now, they only publish two numbers, RMA does, which is the irrigated and the non-irrigated number. In counties that don't have at least 25% of the acres irrigated, FSA will combine all yields into a single number. The combined yield is combined irrigated, non-irrigated. So since nobody puts that number out, KSU had to estimate that. And the way I went about estimating that, if I get it right, I did it. If I didn't, KSU did it. But the way I went about doing that is I calculated the percent of the acres that were insured and then did a weighted average of the non-irrigated and irrigated yields that were produced by RMA to come up with a weighted average, if you will, which is my estimate of what the combined yield would be for payment purposes. And so I started with 73 irrigated, 52 non-irrigated, and I came up with a 55.8 bushel combined yield for this county. Now, that will show up. All those numbers will show up in that pop-up window. The way you interpret that, however, is we give you the break-even numbers, too. So it'd take about 4 bushels more than 55. And that payment that I was estimating at $13, that was not the maximum, by the way, but that $13 payment goes away. None. On the other hand, let's say it's rather than 55 bushels, let's say it's down around 48. Well, all of a sudden, you got the maximum check. So it only has to move 4 or 5 bushels.
That range is pretty tight, isn't it?
It is real tight. If your yield is right at the money, then it only has to move a little bit. Now, for the people that, let's say in the same county, let's say that number hadn't come in at these levels. Let's just say that the combined yield, rather than 55 bushels, came in at 40. Well, at 40 bushels, you're so deep in the money that you can take that check to the bank. You're going to get paid the maximum if that's the case. So if it's really deep in the money, getting it paid. On the other hand, let's suppose rather than 55 bushels, that came in at 68 bushels. Well, in that case, there's no chance you're getting a payment. So you can certainly get ranges around how likely you are to get payments if you're either deep in the money or far out of the money. It's the ones that are right at the money where the yield that you have, we estimated, is right at the trigger point. Then it could go either way.
And producers, we're urging you to check out the website and take a look at the trends in your county. As you look across the commodities, though, Art, is there a general drift of whether or not there will be a payment for each corn, grain, sorghum, soybeans, wheat? What's the broad expectation?
You know, when you look across all the counties, they're kind of all over the place. There's counties going to get full payments and counties aren't going to get anything. So as a general statement, should I have taken ARC or PLC?
And you're that's getting hit with that
question. Oh, sure, I'm getting asked that question, yeah. And had it gone the other way, the PLC enrolled farmers would be sending me the same emails, but different address. The bottom line is that in that first year, we knew going in you're going to get a wheat payment. We knew going in you weren't going to get a sorghum payment under PLC. We knew you're going to get a wheat payment under ARC. Those are the two things we knew going in. The reason we knew that on sorghum, probably everyone's forgot by now, but at that time, sorghum prices were a dollar over corn, and that was the Chinese effect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think anybody realistically thought that the basis was going to remain a dollar over corn, putting sorghum way out of the money on a PLC payment. So the only thing that would have paid that first year would have been under the ARC program, if even then, okay? So what we concluded at the end of our exercise, which still looks like it's pretty well holding out, we saw sorghum was the most likely to collect from PLC, no guarantees, and that soybeans was very unlikely to collect from PLC. So that tells you that you probably would pick ARC for your soybeans and maybe go with PLC on your sorghum, although that was kind of tough to do because you knew going in you weren't going to get a payment the first year. Mm-hmm. So you're betting on the back four at that point, and it was all price forecast, right, wrong, or indifferent. That left corn and wheat as the crops that could go either way. Absolutely. K-State did not forecast a record crop in 2016. Mm-hmm. We hit 57 bushels statewide average. First time we've ever cleared 50 bushels. We are so piled up with wheat, we still got wheat. And it's going to take a while before the market works all of this out. There was nobody here that was forecasting wheat prices hitting the loan rate. And those who say they were forecasting that are liars. It just wasn't in the cards mm-hmm. at that time. So people were making decisions based on how things looked then. And, of course, at that time, what if it had gone the other way rather than the 16 being a bumper crop? What if it had failed? Well, if it had failed,
would look great.
Yeah, if ARC would look a lot better than PLC had it failed. And that could have happened too. So, you know, the problem with these programs, or at least from a farmer's perspective, is, yeah, you're betting on the forecast of yields and you're betting on the forecast of prices, and it can go either way. And that is probably why a lot of farmers don't really like the choice. They'd rather just USDA put a program out and they'd be one program. Having said that, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't think it's going to happen is because you have to remember, first of all, one of the reasons that people didn't get paid, and we did cover this, but I don't think 10% of my audience understood what I was telling them. If you had crop bust in your previous 5 years' history in two or more of the years, then at least one of those bad yields is going to end up in your three-year average, and it would set a very low guarantee in your county to the point that you'd only need an average crop to make the guarantee. Well, the reverse is true, too. There were counties that had bumper crops in the previous 5 years, and they got some really nice payments out of ARC. There's some places up in Iowa, $90 an acre. Now, those folks are going to want to keep ARC. Mm-hmm. So I don't think ARC's going anywhere. At the same time, I've got a county in southern Iowa that I'm tracking. Doesn't look like they're going to collect anything out of the corn ARC program, period. We don't know that for a fact yet because we've still got two more years here to go. But as time's running out for them to collect anything, they haven't collected so far. So when you've got that kind of environment, guess what? I think Congress will do what they did before. We're going to have a PLC program. We're going to have an ARC program. And farmers will get to choose which one they want to enter. And my prediction is they will do based on what the previous experience was, which, if you think about it, could work out exactly the opposite. In other words, over the next 5 years, rather than getting the bumper crop, we get the crop failure.
Right.
And then I'm upset that I'm in PLC.
For the here and now, be sure to take full advantage of the estimates that Art and his team have put together on the final corn, grain, sorghum, soybean, and wheat ARC payments for 2016 production, due out here in just a few weeks now, but have a look at the likelihood of those payments materializing in your county at the interactive tool found on agmanager.info. Art, as always, thank you. He's a risk management specialist with K-State Research and Extension, is Art Barnaby, and we'll return after these moments away. You're listening to Agriculture Today.